Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. Today, I'm speaking with Gabe Grifoni, CEO and co-founder of wearable tech company Rufus Labs. We'll be talking about how wearable devices are being used in the workplace. Thanks for joining us, Gabe.
Thank you very much for having me today.
So my first question is just, why is wearable technology a great fit for the workplace?
Well, you know, if you look at the workplace now, the tools you see people using if you walk around in a grocery store or anything, you'll see them using scanners, you know, clipboards, technology that's been around for a decade, two decades, that hasn't really changed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these workers are doing jobs that require them to use both their hands to get the job done.
Right.
So wearable technology, you know, it makes sense in a job where, hey, these men and women are using both their hands to carry clipboards, carry scanners, all that. Why not begin outfitting them with, you know, sensors and technologies that can free up both their hands and, you know, make them better at their jobs, essentially. And these tools are, you know, provide many more benefits than just that. But wearable technology seems like the right natural progression, especially when you look at how small sensors have gotten and where technology is. We're now at a point where we can build things that can be worn and be seamless and lightweight and provide a benefit to the user. You're not carrying around a 15-pound, you know, laptop on your
right,
back.
Right, right. It definitely frees them up in a lot of ways. So, now, and you guys have the Rufus cuff that you've made. So can you talk about, you know, how the Rufus cuff in particular can help people boost productivity and improve worker safety? And maybe just tell us a little bit about what it is first also.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Rufus cuff is our flagship device. It's our first device. We're a startup. It's a wearable computer. So think mm-hmm. of like a smartwatch, but stretch it out, widescreen, and full Android. The operating system allows enterprise, you know, warehouses, retailers, hotel chains, anyone to be able to build on it, you know, a pretty robust application that can perform the same tasks and more than what they're doing now. So with the Rufus cuff, one way we look really closely at the warehouse space, mm-hmm. Pick and pack workers, anyone right. who grabs orders that, you know, you order something at Target and you go for an in-store pickup, someone walked around throughout the entire store and grabbed those 18 items in a particular order and placed them in a box so when you get there in an hour, it's ready for you. So with the Rufus cuff, we look to learn those patterns, understand where workers are going. Maybe the best route to pick things is items 1, 3, 5, 4, and 2, and we'll start to optimize and learn those routes so we can make them more efficient at their mm-hmm. jobs because they're not walking around in all sorts of directions to maybe grab items they need. A device being worn and being location aware, knowing mm-hmm. where that user is standing in a store or in a warehouse, we can then direct them the right way to move around that warehouse floor. And a big area for us, you know, in addition to efficiency, and there's many other ways that, you know, you can kind of move people around with wearables, it's a big safety improvement for us. You know, nothing's really been done on the floor in the area of safety. One of the biggest causes of injury and death on a warehouse floor is forklifts and any other kind of those vehicles that are going around at really fast rates of speeds. There might be headphones on, it's loud, people don't hear them, people get injured mm-hmm. All year round on right. the floor. So with wearables, with the Rufus cuff, we put in safety elements and sensors in there. And since, again, we're location aware, we know where those people are standing in a warehouse, we can also be aware of vehicles and other potential hazards and where they might be on the floor, too. So we can warn wearers with maybe a little vibration, mm-hmm. a noise alert, a screen that says, hey, watch out, there's something moving close. Just a little bit of an early warning system, essentially. And that's a big benefit that we look at with what we've built in the Rufus cuff, our software and our hardware that allow, you know, those warehouse workers and pick and place workers to be much more efficient and, you know, and again, safer on the job. That's really important.
Okay. So, you know, like obviously with wearable tech, there's a lot of like sensors and they're collecting data and information. And anytime, you know, that happens, people get concerned about, you know, privacy. So what, you know, how are you guys and other startups addressing those kinds of concerns that people have about wearable tech in the workplace?
Yeah, there's always a concern, I feel like, when you have a new medium. Obviously, when, you know, tablets and smartphones and BYOD devices mm-hmm. started, well, who has what version of Android on their phone?
Right.
Who has a robust system that can block, you know, certain threats? That becomes an issue. And, you know, wearables bring on new issues because they have those same issues as tablets and phones. You know, we're running full Android, so we're just like a miniaturized tablet.
Right.
But we also collect other data on the workers. So in that regard, then it depends on what you're collecting. If I'm getting biorhythms, heartbeat, who knows, fingerprints, whatever those wearables are collecting, the more valuable that data, the more prone it is to be, stolen. So what we do, from our end is we're based on Android. So obviously we're as safe as Android can be, which sometimes arguably is not the safest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're building your own OS, which some wearable companies are doing, and, then they've got a lot more safety work to do, or you're using something like Android that we build our foundation on, it's also up to the builder like us to make sure our hardware is always advanced enough so that we can support newer versions of software. NuGet, which is Android's, N, tremendous security and safety enhancements. So if we can get to our device where we can provide, Android N, that's how we can provide added safety benefits too. In addition to, doing things like if you remove a device and the accelerometer gyro knows it's been removed, you can kind of tell what that motion's like.
Mm-hmm.
You could lock the device again, so it would need to be opened with a password, for physical theft of a device,
right.
If people were to steal your phone. So you really got to be diligent on that, especially in enterprise. It's so important. You've got thousands of workers in a place that have very sensitive data pick rates of a company, like a UPS, if they're using these, people would know their data. So it is really critical to lock it down, and it's up to the hardware builders to make sure that they do it by providing up-to-date hardware that can give, the best software for security.
All right. Well, that all makes sense. So, thanks so much, Gabe. That's all the time we have today. I'm Teresa Hagel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.